baby, gonna make you all my baby doll.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes,
or this last night at MWE.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you are.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
A new mood is in the air in Springfield, as refreshing as a pre-moistened towelette. Folks are finally accepting their feelings and really communicating with no holding back. And this reporter thinks it's about f***ing time.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. Tonight, our theme is spring. Yes, spring has sprung. And we're celebrating the arrival of all those blossoms on the flowers and trees with songs about spring and flowers. We started off the show with, of course, a Japanese band. That was Shokichi Kina with a song called Hana no Kajimaya. That's flower windmill. This evening, boy, have we got a sound collage for you. As longtime listeners know, ever since we began Plastic Sushi, Strawberries in Time, in September of 2004, with each changing season, I've tried to play the corresponding track from Wendy Carlos's brilliant 1972 ambient masterpiece, Sonic Seasonings. And as the seed crystal for tonight's show, of course, we'll be playing her piece Spring. But what I'm actually going to be playing for you is not her original version, one of four vinyl sides on the double LP original album. No, I'm going to play you a remix of her epic ambient masterpiece. And I'm going to be using, in particular, a Chuck U MBR, WMBR mix as a base, and then we'll be putting more audio clips and bits of music and sound on top of that. And then, yes, more on the audio clips from Who Knows Where. We're also going to be hearing excerpts from a lecture that my Ichiban Sensei, Tufts Professor Daniel Dennett, I've been privileged, absolutely privileged, to take five different classes, seminars with him here at Tufts University. But in 2009, he gave a talk on religion at Harvard University. It was actually based on his book, Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomena. And we're going to be hearing some very interesting thoughts that he expressed then, as well as some thoughts about working on the atomic bomb project by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, plus bits and pieces of a story by Hank Fonts from the Promethean Commentary plus Jazz Archives. Before we get any further, let me emphatically disclaim that the views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of Tufts University, WMFO, or even the show's producer. That'd be me. So, with that said, let me further state that we've got all sorts of great music for you this evening, and we're going to be hearing from Vern Williams, Jill Scott, the Brazilian jazz singer Astrud Gilberto, Vangelis, the ambient classical composer and master of the synthesizer, and also we're going to be hearing some Ultra Lounge, and of course Wendy Carlos. Backing me up right now is April Virch, and this is a Fraser Valley Reel. And, well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with, of course, another Japanese band. This is Gantati, and a track called Undecorated Spring, as we celebrate the flowers and blossoms of springtime. Here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford.
Nature is there and she's going to come out the way she is.
decide what it is we're trying to do except to find out more about it. Nature is there, and she's going to come out the way she is. And therefore, when we go to investigate it, we shouldn't pre-decide what it is we're trying to do, except to find out more about it.
An association a while back with a 17-year-old Mandingo tribeswoman.
Here at Laughing Pines, where the party never ends, there's a spicy new attraction on the fun way. You can scan yourself for traces of old heartaches, the
to hear the crazy laugh, to hear a whisper. Anastasia Christ. I am 22 years old.
She keep asking questions like that, man, hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, what do you want?
Once more, I must leave you, little Annie. We must part at the end of the lane. But you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the springtime comes on the mountain and the wildflowers scatter.
Mandingo tribeswoman. She'd be driving along somewhere and she'd say, why do men like to follow women's breasts? She'd keep asking questions like that, man, hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, what do you want?
When the sun shines down on the mountain and the wild sheep are wandering all alone, when the birds and the bees are waiting.
is God in show business too. Is God in show business too?
John Whitehead.
Lying about a handicap may be par for the course among amateur golfers, but a group of physically disabled Californians is hoping the truth about their handicap will set them free. Free to golf, that is. The disabled golfers are teed off that Marriott, the world's largest golf management company, refuses to provide them with special carts that allow people who can't walk to play golf. Now they filed a class action lawsuit against the mega company, claiming that Marriott is preventing them from participating in a physical activity. The point of law is the Americans with Disabilities Act. The 1990 federal law requires businesses, including golf courses, to reasonably accommodate the disabled. The right not to be discriminated against due to a disability is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. And we're also on the web, streaming at WMFO.org. Tonight, our theme is springtime. We began with the Japanese band Gantity and Undecorated Spring. And then Donald Fagen and Springtime is the name of that song. And then Jack Fascinato, Spring Sprang Sprung, off of Ultra Lounge Volume 4, Bachelor Pad Royale. Then we heard from Vern Williams, When Springtime Comes Again. And I got that off of Handpicked 25 Years of Bluegrass on Rounder Records. And I finished off the music in that set with My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, Lucifer's Flowers. In one of the clips during that Jack Fascinato piece, Spring Sprang Sprung, we heard from Professor Dan Dennett talking about a parasite, type of fluke actually, that needs to get into a cow's digestive system in order to reproduce. And, well, as ingenious as nature is, the fluke infects the brain of an ant that it's already in, and it compels that ant to climb to the top of a blade of grass, so it'll increase its chances of getting eaten by a cow. And then further on in that piece, he talked about another parasite called Toxoplasma gondii that infects rice, rats and mice, but it needs to get into the stomach of a cat to complete its reproductive cycle. So similarly, its brain goes a bit haywire and caused by the parasite, and it, whether it's a rat or a mouse, it kind of becomes a mighty mouse, lowering its caution and showing no fear. And that increases the probability of it getting killed and eaten by a cat. And not good for the mouse itself, but very good for the parasite that was inside its body and infected its brain, because now that parasite gets to reproduce. I think when you're looking at nature and evolution, parasites are pretty amazing. And that's one of the things that creationists, I don't think, really have a very good explanation of at all. I mean, many of them believe that all animals were vegetarians before the Great Fall. And so lions ate grass, vegetables, fruits. I don't think so. And parasites are even more of an example about that. Well, we're going to continue with another. Well, we're going to continue with a very serious sound collage remix of Wendy Carlos's Spring. And essentially, I heard it was 2012, and Chuck Yu was on our sister station WMBR 88.1, first on your FM dial, and he was doing a remix of one of our favorite pieces by Wendy Carlos, Spring, off of the 1972 album Sonic Seasonings, which was like Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, a piece for each one of the four seasons. And in particular, that was on each side of the vinyl long playing vinyl disc was one of the pieces. But this one that I'm going to be playing for you, I remixed Chuck's remix, and we're going to be hearing also inside this 24-minute piece here, Vangelis Soil Festivities, Movement 2, and then later towards the end, Movement 3. We've also got some Leonard Cohen in there, and Big Sur Four Horn, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. There's a lot going on in this next piece. But it's all got, well, it's got Wendy Carlos Spring underneath it, but we're going to start off here, yes, with Vangelis Soil Festivities, Movement 2, and just go all over the place here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. so ugly. You'll never ever love me. Dreamed about your baby. Both of us are guilty.
this evening on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Spring has sprung as we play you songs all about flowers and springtime. And that was a remix of Wendy Carlos's epic ambient masterpiece, Spring. And also included in there were Vangelis's movements 2 and 3 of Soil Festivities, some Leonard Cohen, Big Sur Foghorn, and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And we were collaborating with Chuck Yu on that remix. Across space, across time, across radio frequencies. So let me reiterate that the views and opinions expressed on this program reflect those of the participants and not necessarily those of WMFO, Tufts University, the Tufts Board of Trustees, the WMFO Executive Board, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. What I wanted to talk about now a bit here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, is a bit about how state caucuses work in the political process to send